As 2022 ends, we're looking at some disturbing trends. Inflation is up. Government spending has reached unheard-of levels. Population growth is sluggish, with more deaths than births in 24 states. Our Congress has placed a twisted definition of marriage into law that even people of faith may be forced to accept and even celebrate. We're mainstreaming transgenderism. People are being canceled and punished in other ways for standing for and attempting to live according to what we all once accepted as truth. Our southern border has broken down to the point where every day thousands of people are entering illegally, overwhelming our cities and bringing in drugs and crime. We lament all these things and more. And we wonder, how should we who follow the Lord live in this nation? Prayerfully, will you join me? Lord, thank you for the blessings you bestowed upon our nation last year, and for enabling your church to live and walk in your grace, your love, and your strength. Thank you that after nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade has been struck down and is no longer a barrier to states passing restrictions on abortion. Thank you that our Supreme Court has handed down precedent-busting decisions that protect religious liberty. Thank you that parents are waking up to the indoctrination taking place in public schools and acting to stop it. Oh Lord, we ask for more of these mercies in 2023. We who are the church believe we have a kind of stewardship for the culture. Empower the believers across the land to be serious about this work. We pray with David, asking that you teach us the way wherein we should walk. Dear God, as the new year begins, help us to slow down long enough to really hear your voice and attain peace so that we are not immobilized by the evil around us. Let us be still and know that you are God. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.